starting in, I think you said 1973. If I remember correctly, North Park opened in 1965.
65, uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what it was like at North Park so early into its time being a kind of a Dallas fixture.
Well, having had the opportunity to travel some, I think, of course, the North Park Mall was one of the better malls that I've ever been in. And I was impressed with all of the open spaces that they had and all of the artwork, the way the planting was. I feel that the Nashers kept that aesthetic and the same feel that Neiman's had. So I think that was one of the things that impressed me, you know, so much about the North Park Mall and Neiman's being there.
Yeah, I'm curious. There are a lot of different kind of boutiques or stores in North Park, and I think Neiman's has a pretty significant presence there. Did it feel like that when you worked there in the 70s?
Yes, it did. There were a couple of other anchor stores at that time. I think JCPenney's was there. And I believe it was Sanger Harris. Also, North Park was very selective in their stores, so they always had, you know, fairly upscale stores besides, you know, Neiman's. And one thing that always impressed me was when you would see other malls and they started having little kiosks out in the open spaces outside of stores. And filling up all those open spaces, I respected North Park because they didn't do that.
Yeah, in many ways that kind of aligns with the aesthetic of Neiman's, that they didn't want to overwhelm your eye with too much.
Yes, it did.
How interesting that seems like a pretty symbiotic relationship as far as their aesthetic and standards go.
Which I think was a very good relationship.